The peace journey. When a preacher, you're a Christian, why are you talking about journeying for that peace? Folks, you and I have a difficult time each step we take of each day of our life. You and I deal with this life, with our past life memories, with the good memories, the bad memories, the ugly memories, the pretty ones. We have a few pretty memories, but we battle inside of us because we worry about everything. And as Christians, we're told not to do that. But we do. So does that make me a non-Christian? No. It does make me a human being. Listen to me. You and I fight the battle of being a human. We are going to deal with life. Life is not always pleasant. Life is not always beautiful. Sometimes life just don't act right, especially our individual one. We have a difficult time accepting others. We have a horrible time accepting ourselves. So therefore, we need a special type of peace within us. There has to be a guiding light inside of us. His name is Jesus, that is going to bring a peace that's greater than any has ever seen. As a matter of fact, you will never understand the type of peace that only you can receive through Jesus Christ. With all that is going on with me at these cancers, folks, I want you to know, look at me, listen to me, hug me. You will find out something. Your pastor's at peace because I know I've already won either way it goes. But I have an obligation to you, to my family, and to God Himself, that I will fight hell to live, and that I will stand and proclaim that it is the peace of my Savior that gives me the courage to walk that path. We got to get it right. Well, the only way I can get it right in my life is to let Christ do it. I mess up. You mess up. But the Lord says, I want you to begin your journey because of who my son is. Larry, get to the cross. Why am I going? I'm looking for peace. Get to the cross because I want you to know who my son really is for your life and for the life of all that have ever existed. Get to the cross. Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, remember him? To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. God's in control here. You get that, don't you? Amen. The government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called. This is why you go to the cross. You ready? Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Well, now, Miss Tula, I'm going to the Prince of Peace, right? That's what we do. We go to the Prince of Peace, the one who controls the peace, the one who gives peace, the one who has created peace. The peace that I'm talking about for you is the same peace that I have in my life, no matter what. So hell does attack. Big deal, Satan. I know Jesus, and he is in me. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But I go to the cross to be at the foot of the Prince of Peace. And Jesus says, "Hi, son." And Jesus says, "I love you." Boy, he spread his arms wide for us, didn't he? Huh? "I love you. I am your healer." Now listen to me. There's a lot of different types of healing that can go on. You can have the physical healing. You can have that inner type of healing with just your conscience. But folks, the healing that Christ says, "I'm going to give you," is far beyond anything you can imagine. Because I'm going to bring to you peace. And in peace, healing is guaranteed. And everybody waits to see. Is he going to live? Is he going to die? I'm a Christian. I'll never die. I'll see you in heaven. What this body does, I don't know. I have a command by God to fight it with all the physical strength that I have, the mental, emotional, and all, and I will do that. But that won't get it, and I know it. So therefore, go to the cross. I'm looking for the mighty one to tell me about that peace that only I can find there. Now, when you go to the cross, ask yourself this question, and I know you have. Okay, I believe he's the Prince of Peace, but who receives it? Who is it that's going to get this peace that you're talking about, preacher? Listen to me. Who will receive his perfect peace? Whatever Jesus does in your life, it's perfect. It's not an okay anything with Jesus. It's perfect. Do you know that Jesus loves you so much that he sees you, that as a believer, when you said yes to Jesus, he sees you already there with him perfect? Your problem is you don't see yourself that way. You see yourself as so messed up. Jesus sees you perfect. So therefore, he perfectly loves you and gives you the peace that you're going to need for each step you take in that particular journey. Who's going to receive it? Isaiah 26:3. You, God, will keep in perfect peace. Woo! Perfect peace. Him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Steadfast. Solid. I trust Christ. Doctors are great. Jesus sent them. I trust Christ. Treatments, they're fine. They're great. Don't like them. Don't like having to deal with it. But haven't you been through enough life to realize that it's not always kindness you receive, and everything that helps you doesn't always feel like that at the time it's doing it? Kids, I'm talking to you about your parents. Because at one point, all of a sudden, you know, when they're 5 years old, you know, they're little toddlers and everything. "Daddy, daddy, daddy, you smartest man in the world." I was. Yes, I was. With a grandson, too. You know, they're young. No, now they're taking care of Papa and Grams, watching after us. And now we look at them as they grow. The teenage years are horrible. I feel sorry for you all, teenagers. I really do. Do you know every one of us in here went through those years? Do you know why that you can't remember? You've blacked it out as much as you possibly can. So Jesus says to you and to me, "I will send you your family. I will send you one that will... where you'll watch after each other and love. I'll show you what true love is. But you need that perfect peace? Come to me. I'll bring it. Your family can't give what you need. I can. I'll send them to love you. I have come to bring you perfect peace. That perfect peace means that no matter what comes my way, you know, that people will look at you and think, man, that guy is, he's so messed up. He got all of this stuff going on with the Agent Orange, the cancers and all that. Look at him, that idiot smiling. Well, I got something to smile about. I know Jesus. I got something to shout about. I know Jesus. I want you to know him too. I want you to understand the importance of a relationship that's going to go deeper in you to the point that that relationship lasts forever and ever and ever. Those who will receive it are those whose mind is steadfast. You're never going to convince me. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to waste my time listening to it, that there is another God or God doesn't exist. Listen, I know Jesus personally. His Father sent him that he would connect us together, and he sent his Holy Spirit to bind us. Therefore, that peace is within me. How do I experience it? Give me some direction. Direction to experience this perfect peace. Listen to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. This is very familiar to the Christian. Don't worry about anything. All right, for one thing, let me ask you. Everything you've been worried about, 90% of it never comes true. Never even happens. All of your words, you're sitting there, and that's what a waste of time. And not only that, tell me this. Did your worry change anything about it? Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray. Pray about everything. Did you hear me? Pray about everything. It doesn't matter. Pray about it. Lord, I need a parking space. And people laugh at that. Don't laugh at it. Lord, this is important to my life. You see, if it's important to you, it's perfectly important to your Savior. So he said, you pray about everything. And as you're praying about everything, tell God what you need. We get that mixed up. Well, I read the scripture and said, tell God what you want. Folks, you're not getting the new truck and you're not getting the Cadillac. Tell God what you need. He'll take care of every need. And thank him for all he has done. Appreciate yesterday before you get so worried about today. Appreciate yesterday. I know you should appreciate it. You lived through it because you're here. And the majority of you look like you're alive. So therefore, appreciate yesterday. And thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can ever understand. Which supersedes all understanding. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Why would I not go to the foot of the cross? Because when I said yes to Jesus, when I accepted him as Lord and Savior, that made me in Jesus. You got me? I am in Jesus. I'm in his control. I'm in his hand. I'm in his love. I'm in his healing. I'm in his all and his all. And nobody can pull me away.
Amen.
I'm in Christ. That in itself is healing. That in itself is ultimate peace. So why wouldn't I laugh? Why wouldn't I joke? Because I'm excited. But you know, I'm even excited now. I'm excited about this battle. Because I truly, truly, truly expect to win. Amen. To cross over that finish line. Because I know Jesus. I've been to the cross, and Jesus never left me. I'm in Christ, and nothing can take me out of his hand. Why would I not feel that peace, that security? Being in Jesus, it means being saved. What's being saved mean? That you believe Jesus. Here's your key to peace. Hear me. Your key is in believing. Abraham found that out. Listen, folks, remember, Abraham was an idolater. He was raised in idolatry. He lived it. He taught it. He practiced it. All of a sudden, guess who comes along? Jesus. Oh, they didn't know him as Jesus then. He gets touched by the Holy Spirit. And do you know what Abraham did? He believed. And God found the father of a nation that he, God, was getting ready to build. Well, Brother Larry, you're saying he used an idolater? No. I'm telling you he used a believer. And as soon as he believed, God the Father says, I account it to you as righteous. Believing. That's why so many people out here have such a hard time. You mean all I got to do is believe in Christ. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. But, and then I start doing and doing it. No. Well, get off that. Why do you try to take the power of your salvation directly out of the hands that just saved you? I'm saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. I'm a believer. Actions can't change this. Nobody can pull me out of the hands of Christ. I belong to him, bought and paid for. Blood sacrifice, ultimately. I got the peace. Now, why shouldn't my actions show that peace? Why shouldn't I be happy? Why shouldn't I be excited? Are you okay with all of these side effects? No. I'm not okay with them, but I'm at peace. And if they come, interestingly enough, that was Thursday. And right now I've had no type of side effects whatsoever. Will I? Oh, I'm sure Satan will want to jump in there somewhere. But you know, the Lord threw him out of heaven. Do you really think that he had much of a shot on one of the children of God? Now, that's fine. You may suffer for a time, but then I choose to suffer at peace. Thank you very much. I choose Jesus. I'm born again, born from above, born anew. I'm a Christian, saved through the grace of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the power, I have the power to experience his perfect peace. The power to experience his perfect peace. Listen to John 14:27. This is Jesus talking. I love it when Jesus just point blank says, listen to me, boy. Peace, Jesus says, I leave with you. My peace I give you. Whoa. My peace, Brother Randy. Jesus says, my peace, Larry. I'm putting my peace in you. You tell the world it's my peace, not something you read about, not something you conjured up. It's real. It's alive. It's the peace of Almighty God realizing all hell has no authority over a child of God. Job taught that one. Pay attention. When you're reading the scripture, pay attention. Parables, people say they're just stories. They are. But they're true stories. Jesus is the one who referred back to Jonah in the belly of the giant monster, sea monster, whale, whatever you want to call him. Scripture says monster. Jesus referred to him. Jesus never refers to a story. That's not true. Do I believe that took place? Sure. I got news for you. I'm at peace with that belief. But take it both ways, please. The Word of God is so active. It is so alive. Take the story and enjoy the story. Take it as being reality and enjoy the reality, the spirituality of it. Take it. Because, see, there's so much more in this life than what you and I will ever understand that we can ever look at. There's so much more. And is it not that more that God wants to give us? Is it not, how many times do you read it, that he wants to give you so much more? He didn't just say, I'm going to bring you peace. He said, I'm going to give you perfect peace. Me living in you. That means if Satan wants to get to this body, he's going to have to talk to Jesus, who is already occupying it. And it's okay with this old boy. If Jesus wants to use this body as a sacrifice, that's okay with me. As long as I know and understand it's his perfect peace that will guide me through it. No, I don't like pain. Not at all. But if it takes the glory of people to see the glory of God, Brother Randy really gets aggravated when I say this. Bring on the pain. You got me? Do you get my point on that? I have a Savior. His name is Jesus. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. World's a mess on giving, aren't they? They always want to take it back. People always want to say, I love you. But they'll never express the love in actions. Do not let your hearts be troubled. That's the real me. And do not be afraid. Listen to me, children of God. Fear comes from the unknown, comes from not understanding. When the Lord says, fear not, he's letting us know that he is going to give us understanding through him and to realize we're in Christ. Whatever happens will happen. But let me tell you, and you believe it with all your heart, it's going to happen through the will of God. And if God delivers me, delivers you, praise be to the Lord. If I die in this process, praise be to the Lord, for I have already been delivered. He delivered me years ago. Now it's up to me to finish the walk that he gave me to walk, to finish the job that he gave me on planet Earth. Larry, I'm giving you a ministry. How about using that ministry to express my power and my love? You lift me first. This is Jesus, I will walk before you and clear the way. What else would I want in life? I tell you, I don't know. But I do know this. The Lord is with me. And I'm happy. But I am at peace. Whew. It's a peace that I don't even understand. If you get 3 pages of side effects, and I'm smiling, trying to have my laptop in my lap, I'm smiling at them as they're reading them, and I'm trying to figure out how to hook up on their Wi-Fi. I bet they thought I was, this boy is gone. That old man is really, he's going to lose more than his hair. That's the fact of life. But the fact of eternal life is the peace that I have. It does surpass understanding because it's a gift from God. And I appreciate it. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the love that only you give. Thank you, dear Lord God, for touching our life, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Help us now, Father. I ask your blessing on each one of these, your children, that your perfect peace will be such a part of them that they will understand anxiety over the world is nothing compared to the peace of a Savior. Touch their life, Father, bring to them peace, and in that peace, they will see and feel the joy of their salvation. We ask these blessings now. In Jesus' name, amen.